Seattle, Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Tropical Storm Harvey has killed a second person as flooding and tornadoes continue to impact the southeastern part of the U.S. state of Texas. National Weather Service has confirmed that at least seven tornadoes have touched down around the city of Houston since late on Friday. Laverm Young is with the U.S. Government Emergency Management Agency, which provides aid to people impacted by the storm.
We have several search and rescue, the federal search and rescue teams that we put down there. We have several thousands of liters of water already pre-positioned down there, blankets, cots, you name it, we've got it pre-positioned down there waiting for the state to ask for those resources.
Harvey made landfall along the Texas coast late Friday as a Category 4 hurricane, quickly downgraded as its winds died down from 240 kilometers per hour when it crossed the coast. Lebanese army has announced a unilateral ceasefire in its fight against the Islamic State along the border with Syria. A statement from the army today said the ceasefire began at 4 o'clock Universal Time in order to allow for negotiations linked to the fate of nine Lebanese soldiers kidnapped in August of 2014 and thought to still be among the militants. The Lebanese militant group Hezbollah and the Syrian army, which is also fighting IS, announced ceasefires as well. Thousands of supporters of a controversial Indian guru convicted of rape have begun to leave his headquarters in northern India. Followers of Ram Rahim Singh, leader of a quasi-religious sect, responded to an appeal by authorities to disperse after staging a violent protest that took 36 people's lives, wounded more. This is VOA News. Thousands of Rohingya Muslims fleeing violence in Myanmar trying to cross the border with Bangladesh. Fresh fighting is erupting in Myanmar's Rakhine State. Lieutenant Colonel Mansurul Hassan Khan is chief officer of the Bangladeshi Border Guards.
We heard the sound, and due to that effect, you can see a number of Rohingya people. They're coming down along the hills, along the barbed wire fence. They're sitting, you can see, right near to the zero line. We do not know exactly what happened on the other side. Well, looks like something wrong is there taking place. So these innocent civilians, especially women and children, they're rushing in numbers.
Almost 100 people have died in recent days in widespread attacks by Rohingya insurgents, prompting Myanmar's government to evacuate hundreds of villagers. Aid workers concerned the latest attacks could trigger an even more aggressive army response. European Union Commissioner for Migration says Brussels may withhold development aid to countries in Africa and Asia to force them to take back failed asylum seekers. Meantime, the EU border protection agency's Frontex says the number of migrants crossing into Italy has dropped dramatically. The group's executive director, Fabrizi Legari, told reporters about the choke points applied to routes that use from Italy to Greece, which have made Spain a more attractive destination.
We see that figures now are increasing in the Western Mediterranean, and namely irregular crossings from Morocco to Spain. But I have to say that this is not linked to developments observed in Libya. The flows on the western side, let's say from Morocco to Spain, are mostly composed of Moroccan citizens.
The 8,385 migrants who reached Spain by sea so far this year is more than double the number for the same period last year. Here in the U.S., leaders of the right-wing and anti-Marxist groups scheduled to hold rallies in the San Francisco Bay Area Saturday called off the events. Group leaders said they had changed their plans because of fears of violence. San Francisco Mayor Edwin Lee had urged area residents to boycott the rally after failing to convince the National Park Service to deny the group an event permit.
You know as well as I do that they have a message that we don't believe in, a message of hate. And we've seen across this country how that message can easily translate into violence.
That is Edwin Lee, mayor of San Francisco, California. The weekend's events kicked off on Friday with a Unite Against Hate rally at the San Francisco Civic Center. Get more at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.